We all have scars in our lives. Sometimes they may not actually be physical, but something in the mind that we can't let go of. Now, when the scars that we've gotten from so many bad experiences aren't being let go of or we can't overcome them, they remain there and then they hold us back from actually achieving what we're supposed to achieve or from doing what we are supposed to do. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Undiscussed with Nabila. I am your host Nabila. This podcast is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. It is also your one stop for motivation, insight, and advice. And today I'm going to be talking about scars. But before we get to that, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. Plus, sometimes I may ask you guys which episode I should publish for the week. For Instagram and the Facebook page, it's at Undiscussed with Nabila. On Twitter, it's at UWNabila. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNabila or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts. Also, if you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. And now, let's get to it. So, first, let's define scar. A mark left on the skin or within body tissue where a wound, burn, or sore has not healed completely and fibrous connective tissue has dissolved. But in this case, in this week's episode, we're talking about the scars of the heart, of the mind. Things you can't let go of, things that are holding you back. You know they shouldn't be. You know that they are your past and you should let go of. But you still feel that it's just something that you can't let go of. I remember there's something that I saw on Twitter. I don't know who posted it. And I don't know who made the quote. But it says, stop cheating on your future with your past. Yeah. We've all had bad experiences that we feel that we can't let go of. And sometimes people try their best to let go of those experiences, but they can't. And then they try to avoid it. But I want to tell you something that you should face your fear. Okay, let's imagine this. Oh no, not imagine, like, let's just take this. I'll just make this thing up as an example. So there is this person who is afraid of making friends because they have been stabbed so many times, countless of times. So they don't make friends with anyone anymore. And because of that wound in their hearts, they've decided to turn it into a scar, or it turned into a scar. Let's imagine that there are two different people, okay? There's this one person who have been trying their best and have been thinking that if they avoid the issue, the situation, that they'll become better. And then there is the other one who just wants to leave it the way it is. You do know that none of them will actually succeed at it. Keeping the wounds, the scars that you've experienced buried in your heart won't help you. You have to think about it, to face the situation, to see it as it is, to be able to heal from it. Now, let's say that person, okay, who's got the wound from being stabbed by people close to them, and so they actually decide that, oh, I need to get over this. Not everyone would be the same, and not every situation would be the same. So I'll try my best to make friends with people. You see how it goes. And then they try. They're a bit skeptical, but then they try to overcome every single thing that they faced. Whether it's bullying, and that's why they don't want to go to school anymore, but then you just have to try it. Or it's something else or a fear, because in life everyone's got that thing that they're afraid of or what they do not want to go up, because that's a scar in their heart. But then we have to learn to overcome it. I am not a therapist, neither am I a psychologist, but this podcast is just all about things like this and opening people's eyes. You have to face the situation. You can't keep burying your emotions inside. Some people are afraid of people criticizing them for who they are, and then they just take everything inside. People insult them, bully them, but they feel that if they show who they truly are, then no one will talk to them. And so they keep up with the insults and the bullying and the mistreatment, every single thing, because of the scars they have. But then they don't realize that they need to learn to stand up for themselves, to be themselves, to be free. I want people to know that no matter what you face in life, you can be free. No one else can set you free from yourself, okay? You need to learn to face your situation. Instead of trying to bury it down, try to be comfortable, okay? You need to learn to tell yourself that that is in the past. You need to see it in a new light. You need to see that life isn't just all about your trauma or the wounds you face. I mean, or every single thing you face, or the wounds in your heart or your scars. But there are other things to life apart from all of these things. You need to learn to move on with your life. Some people have made mistakes in their lives that they felt that they can't move on anymore. They can't be who they are because of the mistakes they've made, and that has become a scar. But you can change. You can't let your entire life be ruined because of a single mistake you've made. Everyone makes mistakes, but it doesn't mean that you let it dwell in you that you wouldn't want to move on in life, or you wouldn't want to do any other thing in life. You need to have the confidence and the ability to do what you want. It is your life. You will have to be the one to manage it. You only have this life. So why waste it on a mistake? Okay? If someone has hurt you before and that is why you don't want to mingle with people, you can't let that drag you down. You need to move on in life. I know that there are experiences that people have tried a lot to let go of it. But then hiding it won't actually help you. You need to think about it and to let yourself know that your future is beautiful because of what happened in your past. Doesn't mean that you'll have a bad future, okay? You need to experience life in full, and you can't draw yourself back because of it. And some people are afraid of taking a step because they feel that their scars will pull them back, or they wouldn't be able to. But I want to tell you to go ahead. Do it, okay? Don't go back just because of so, or because the situation is hard. Doesn't mean that you'll dwell on your past. Doesn't mean that you'll cry all day and just be thinking about your life and be wishing this and be wishing that. Okay, you need to learn to move on and to let go. And you know what? You have to think about the situation, to reflect on it, and then to find a way out. You can't keep burying every single thing inside. Okay? So I would love to end this episode and this note by saying that you need to try and let go. We can't keep burying ourselves in the past and keep thinking and thinking about it, when we know that it won't work out, okay? It won't help in any way. So we need to try our best to look out for the future and to forget about the past. But you can't keep burying yourself and you can't keep hiding your emotions. You'll have to face it, okay? Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. See you guys again next week, Wednesday. But before you guys leave, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. Plus, sometimes I may ask you guys which episode I should publish for the week. For Instagram and the Facebook page, it's at Undiscussed with Nabila. On Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNabila or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts. And if you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. And again, guys, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. See you guys again next week, Wednesday, and every other Wednesday. Love you, and I wish you guys the best.